Congratulations, it has to be said, to Dreadnoughts and Sonic Stadium, Green Hill Zone, the Sonic Spriters Network, which did exceptionally well this year. Then you've got what else have you got? You've got the Sonic Show, Disco Pony Sonic Show, which dominated the awards this year. Congratulations to Sonic Cage Dome, who won the special award for the best overall Sonic site. Congratulations to all the people who were nominated, all the people who failed to get nominated, but you've got a bit of a shout out when the nominations are read out. Congratulations to all those who took part, and congratulations to you for actually getting on with it and sorting it out. You've done great stuff. I hope you've enjoyed the Sonic Rex Awards for this year. I'm kind of done now. That's it. I had two more pieces of music, not going to be played, frankly. It's been busy enough as it is. But that's it. For another year, it's done. I've been Archangel UK. This has been Radio Redux presenting the Sonic Rex Awards 2007. And I'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
Condom Man, does whatever a condom can. It's a Richard any size, when you rise, condomize. Look out, here comes the Condom Man. Pregnancy and disease, these are both his enemies. He is strong, oh my God, he can hold an 8-ounce wad. Hey there goes the Condom Man. In the heat of the night, when she's about to blow your mind, this latex superhero will arrive just in time. Condom Man, friendly neighborhood Condom Man. Most of the time he's ignored, action is his reward to him. Whenever there's a hang-up, wherever someone's hung, you'll find the Condom Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Please fasten your seatbelts as we're heading towards a rather kicking dance music mix. Thank you.
Click the red button for a trip to space.
Hey, this is DeMix, and you just tuned in to Sonic Billboard, a one-of-a-kind podcast where I count down the top 10 hits within the Sonic Nation that you voted for. Along for the ride, whether he wants to be or not, is Archangel UK from Sonic Rex. He brings a remix remake to the table. What is a remix remake? Well, it's part of the show where RTNG UK does some arbitrary number crunching to figure out which Sonic remix is his favorite for this month. Actually, it's just where he gives a little spiel about the song and why he chose it. To start off July's podcast, like all our podcasts, is our listener's request. This month's listener's request comes from Will, from the video game spectrum. Okay, hey, I didn't write this, he wrote it. Will's request is Sweet Child of Mine from Guns N' Roses. I'll see you in 5 minutes and 50 seconds. That was Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine. While I'm still vaguely on the subject of Sonic Rex, did you guys happen to catch the Handy Awards? Listen to me talk like I can actually hear you through the speakers 2 days from now. Alright, I can fix this. I'll just do what any low-budget TV show like The Soup would do, and add in the audience. Just give me one sec. There we go. Well, to quickly sum up the 5-hour show, Sonic Style actually won an award this year. Yeah, shocking, I know. Go figure. Too bad it was foremost underrated site. Underrated, but still able to rank in the top 3 sites for both top Sonic sites and Sonic Zone Top 10. I don't know, perhaps not enough advertisement on the site or something. I was never really big on putting ads on the site. Tried it once with Sega and never really went anywhere. Of course, there is still time for Sonic Site Awards. Ad screwed all together. It's just an image, no need to become obsessed with it or anything. I'll just leave that to those who like writing hate mail. Alright, perhaps the candidate audience is a little too much. We have a pretty interesting lineup for the month. There are a lot of upbeat, fast tempo songs, and surprisingly few have to deal with Sonic the Hedgehog. I do, however, want to take this time to apologize to those whose votes were lost due to my carelessness when I reset the polls for the month of July. Okay, that's it. No more candidate audience. While I'm trying to unplug this thing, let's start the countdown with our number 10 hit. When What You Need, the Blazy Mix, originally choreographed by Hideki Nakaguma, but later remixed by Teruhiko Nakagawa to fit the Blaze the Cat. Damn cable. See you soon.
Would you like to hear me play the tuba? I'm a good tuba player.
Or would you rather hear the number 8 song? Yeah, we thought so.
Now that the audience is gone, things can somewhat go back to being normal, if there really is a norm here. Those who have good ears should have been able to notice that the last track, Crystal Mountain Zone Act 1, was played twice in the countdown. Why? Well, it's not much of a track, it's only 48 seconds long. And besides, the game pretty much repeats the song over and over again throughout the level. It has a good beat, and it's pretty short, so there shouldn't be any complaining. It's not as like I misspelled someone's name or anything, like Sega did. I did, however, forgot to put the number 2 countdown in the last countdown, but yes, I do realize everyone makes mistakes. But you would think after what Sega introduced Tails back in 1992, so 15 years, someone would have been able to spell the name Miles right? I'm just saying, I know Sega of Japan didn't want the name Miles associated with the character, but come on. There is a brighter side to the story. After discovering the error, Sega quickly wrote over the file and pretend like it never happened. Coming at you at our number 7 spot is Circus Park, the third version from Shadow the Hedgehog.
Number 6.
I think the best part of Sonic Channel has to be their media section. Each month a new wallpaper is created along with the jigsaw puzzle and the character's bio. But lately, Sega has been slacking with the wallpaper by only creating ones with the 3D versions of the characters on them. Basically, you can pretty much they can pretty much just pull it out of one of the current games like the ones that are creating right now, like Sonic Rivals 2. The vector ones actually made it seem like Sega was taking their time out of their busy schedules to draw it for us. So, with the latest screw-up, it's pretty much everything seems like it's being rushed and has no effort whatsoever. I'm guessing, and this is only a guess, that the 3D versions of the characters are only temporary so that they can bring up the speed of the coloring pages. You notice how they're still stuck on, silver? So I guess they'd probably have like another 4 or 5 months before everything's caught up to speed so that they can release the calendar, the wallpaper, and the coloring pages all at the same time. Now that's only a guess. Sega still has a whole bunch of more characters that they're adding to the list, so I'm not even sure what's gonna go on after this. Coming up later in our countdown is our change of the UK's Remix and our number one hit in the Sonic Nation for the month of July. If you need a clue to figuring out what the song is, then listen closely. It's been played once already in our countdown. Here's the theme of Tikal from Sonic Adventure holding our number 4 spot.
Number 3 or not number 3? the question?
Number three.
We'll be right back.
tune.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the second Remix. Hi, how you all doing? I've been kind of busy, sort of month or so, for me personally at any rate. Lots of stuff going behind the scenes of SW, and we had the Rex Awards, which came along and proceeded to drown out everything. As I was trying to do, and then there was some book that was released that I then had to read. The forum, the Ferial Online, the Sonic Rex forum, is now online. SSW now has an official forum, which I'm sort of keeping an eye on, and several others are as well. So it's all been very, 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 very busy. And I suddenly realised, I need to do this blooming remix. It's very annoying, actually. It's catchy, the whole remix thing, but I end up sort of going to say Redux, because I'm saying Redux. So I almost say it's a Redux remit. Or a Redux remit. Actually, that's a good tongue twister. Let's write this down. Redux. Remix. Remit. Set 10 times, if you can, very fast. Redux, remit, so I can't even say it once. Redux, remix, rebit. And then you understand why it's just remix, rebit. remix time. And as a matter of fact, it's Lava Reef this time. Lava Reef is getting a nice once-over. Lava Reef, of course, is from Sonic & Knuckles. This particular one, though, basically I was looking all over the place to see whether or not I could find a remix that was Sonic-based that featured my favourite remix lyricist and singer, and that is Pixtrix. And basically, the story goes that in 2006 they had an OCR sort of meeting in New York City, as a matter of fact, and that night they decided they were going to try, they being Deluxe, Jeffrey, Torser, Pixtrix, Shonen Samurai and Zircon, decided they were going to try and do a remix in one night, and it was going to be, you know, fantastic. And it is fantastic. The fact that they managed to do it in this single night is quite frankly amazing. To read the blurb that was written. This is a remix of Lava Reef from Sonic & Knuckles entitled Lava Reef. And it was sketched out and written almost entirely one night at my place after the OCR meeting in New York City. People involved, Pixtrix, Lux, Shonen, Joe, Torser, and myself. It's being circled, as I say. I did the arranging in the key parts. Pixtrix did the female vocals. Duh. Deluxe did the spoken vocals. Shonen and Samurai did the male sung vocals. GT covered all the nifty guitar work. Pixie, Shonen, Deluxe also did the lyrics. It's a great piece of sort of, it's almost like electro ballad in a way, is a good way of describing it. The song itself, it's very sort of late 80s to 90s, you could possibly say, in that it's a very open ballad. It's all, yes, we'll run to the hills and our love will set us free and all that nonsense. So there's a slight element of cheese there, but it's cheese in a good way. It's cheese in a way that just... It's cheese that's cheese for the right reasons. And it's used just in the correct way. So it isn't, really Gorgonzola type cheese. But it's a very nice, very articulate piece of brie, you could say. But that's enough of these cheese analogies. And it's time for the actual piece itself. It clocks in at just under 3 minutes, so good little piece for you. It's a remix of Love Reef Zone. It's called Lover Reef. And it's by Deluxe, Jeff Torso, Pixtrix, Shirley Nice Samurai, and Circle.
I think Archangel just likes listening to Pixie Trick's voice for the most part. That was Archangel UK's remit Lover's Reef. And this is still Sonic Billboard's Top Hits. I don't think I really need to keep introducing the remix right before it plays when Archangel is just going to do it for me. If it's too confusing, just go back to a previous episode. If you're still confused, then you might as well just turn off the podcast altogether and see what else is on, because you'll never be able to catch up. It's time for the number one song you've been waiting for, taking our number one spot on a Billboard for the month of July, is What You Need, composed by Hideki Nakanuma. I think I need to come up with a better sound effect next time. Coming at you is What You Need. We'll be right back.
proceed, cause this is what you need. Yeah, stop, proceed, cause this is what you need. Yeah, stop, proceed, cause this is what you need. Proceed, proceed, cause this is what you need. Proceed. What you need.
That's it. That's all she wrote. I would have never guessed some of these songs would make it so high on a Billboard, but I guess that's what keeps the charts interesting around here. Remember, if you want your favorite song to be played on the show or just want to drop me a line, just send an email to billboard@sonicbillboard.com. And hey, the song doesn't even have to be Sonic related. I'm the Mex, and this has been Sonic Billboard's Top Hits. See you next time.